We've got Deidre in the studio with us this morning. Brad Munson also with us. And now we're going to switch gears and talk about this CNN situation from yesterday. They had a difficult few days at CNN. Three staffers resigned following the removal late last week of a reported article about a supposed congressional investigation into a Russian investment fund and financier with ties to President Trump's administration. And on Tuesday, the network was hit with an undercover video shot by a right-leaning government watchdog group that purports to show a CNN producer critiquing the network's frequent coverage of potential collusion between Russians and the Trump administration. In the nearly 9-minute long video, an unidentified project Veritas Associate chats with John Bonifield, a supervising producer in the CNN medical unit. And in the video, a person said to be Bonifield expresses the opinion that CNN is covering the Russia story primarily out of a desire to increase ratings and make more money. Duh. When asked if the network's coverage of Russia is, the word they used is BS, Bonifield responds, could be BS, I mean it's mostly BS right now, like we don't have any giant proof. This is all quoting. He also says President Trump is probably right to accuse cable news and CNN in particular of pursuing a witch hunt against him and his administration. CNN stands by their medical producer, John Bonifield, the network said in a statement yesterday afternoon. Diversity of personnel opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it and embrace it. Well, on the line with us right now is a woman who has spent 22 years of her life with CNN, and her position there was an editorial tape producer, Christy Ford. Christy, good morning.
Hi, Jack.
I appreciate you being with us. Tell us about your time at CNN.
Well, I started back in the early 80s. I was actually one of the first 1,000 employees. My employee badge says 905. I'm originally from Atlanta, but I went to school up here at Eastern. I got a degree in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Was able to get back to CNN because in those days they were looking for people to work. And believe it or not, when I started at CNN in the early 80s, we, as the entry-level video journalist, we recall, we ran camera, did teleprompter, floor-directed. You made $3.35 an hour.
No kidding.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. But, of course, you know, as you worked your way up through the ranks, you were able to go editorial or technical. I then chose a technical route, and I went on to be a graphics coordinator for about 4 years. And my big project that I worked on was the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, that's very...
That's a big project.
Very interesting. Were you working out of Atlanta?
Yes, we all, everything was done in Atlanta pretty much then, except for Larry King and Crossfire and some of the West Coast things overnight. But we coordinated on the phone. That's how we did everything. I also did press conferences, White House press conferences, Pentagon press conferences with the producer at the White House, and we'd be on the phone with the graphics list, and so that's what we did. Then from there, I went on to be an editorial tape producer back in the days when they actually had tape. You know, and we would look at raw tape as it came in, and we would edit it down and write a script or video instructions for the anchors.
Well, obviously, you know this story. I mentioned on the air before you called last hour to let us know that you had some things to say. That I always was under the opinion that if there was a major news outlet that was unbiased, it was CNN. I've always felt like they were more in the middle than any of the other ones. Anyway, it's very clear that the major news networks are very much left-leaning and that Fox is very much right-leaning. But obviously, after this story broke, it makes you, and a lot of things that have been going on since President Trump has been president, that they are no longer playing it down the middle. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, when I first heard this, of course, this has all been building all through the time when Trump was, you know, talking about running for president and all through the election thing. You know, you see that. And what I do have to say is that all these people, first of all, that are involved in this current scandal, so to speak, were not there when I was there.
Sure.
I left in 2003.
Okay.
And it does, I would say it disgusts me, I'm embarrassed, and I'm horrified. And this would have never, ever, ever happened back in the days that I was there. And if you go back and you look at some of the names who were the executives and executive producers when I was there, you had the initial, original executive vice president, which was Burt Reinhart. You had Ed Turner, not related to Ted Turner, they used to say.
Yeah.
Reese Schoenfeld, who was with CBS News for a long time. Rick Kaplan, who was at ABC News and was there when Ted Koppel, Peter Jennings. You had Bob Fernand as an executive producer, worked with Good Morning America and World News Tonight. Tom Johnson, who was the president of CNN, who was there when during the Gulf War. He went on to the LA Times. You had Jane Maxwell. I'm just naming names. Eason Jordan, who was the one who was the man behind the four-wire radio that they used the night of the Baghdad invasion in Operation Desert Storm. All of these people were very, very, you know, down the middle, very hard-nosed journalists, and they always had their saying was, and it was always in the newsroom when we had a breaking story. We weren't sure if it was this true, was it not true, and everybody would say, and you knew this was the CNN motto then, get it right, not first.
Wow, I love that.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
That's one. Brad and Deidre in the studio with us this morning. Our guest is Christy Ford. She spent 22 years with CNN. Back in the day when she says it was all about getting it right, not getting it first, and that everybody that worked there knew that slogan.
Let's think about this, about the time frame for a second. This was a point, obviously, you know, cable news wasn't exactly in its infancy toward the end of that time frame, but you also didn't have as many of the opinion shows.
Right.
You didn't have a whole evening lineup of opinion shows.
Yeah.
It was, you know, they were still doing news, you know, on through the evening.
It was,
you had
lots
Larry
of headlines.
King.
Yeah.
You had Larry King, but that was a different, that wasn't like a, you know, necessary, I mean, there was politics was discussed on that.
Yeah, but I don't think he had an agenda. Do you think he had an agenda, Christy?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And of course, a lot of his guests were not political.
They were entertainment. Yeah,
right.
it was entertainment. I mean, Larry King was almost, you know, at one point was almost appointment television. I mean, you know, because he always had good guests.
You have a text from one of our listeners.
Yes, we did have a text that came in that said, "Ask Miss Ford for details about her Emmy Award." So do tell.
Oh, well, somebody must be listening who knows me.
They are. They said you're a neat lady. So what's up?
Well, I was one of the many people who was walking from work in downtown Atlanta across the bridge the night of the Olympic Park bombing.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And in 1996. And I was leaving work, actually, and I heard what sounded like fireworks. But then I all of a sudden heard people screaming, yelling, and so I walked, which was across the street from CNN's headquarters, to the Olympic Park, just because I was curious as a journalist, you thinking, what's going on? And I walked over there and soon saw people who were bleeding, had nails sticking out of their bodies, were screaming, it's a bomb, it's a bomb. So I walked in further and looked around. Now, of course, this is the days before cell phones really were common.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked around and looked around and ran back upstairs to the newsroom and told people. So somebody grabbed a camera and came down, and we went through and shot some video and had it eventually live on the air, and it went to live to all the networks because they weren't obviously covering anything down there at the time. And so because of that, myself and I think it was eight people, we won an Emmy for spot news coverage.
Well, congratulations.
Amazing.
That's cool.
Bad timing, but great timing.
Yeah. Hey, Earl, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Let's go back to the James O'Keefe piece from yesterday. Very, very interesting. The CEO of CNN telling his producers, let's get away from the climate change, the Paris Accord thing.
Yeah,
we've been doing that for 2 days. Let's go back to Russia. There is no story with Russia. Will we all agree with that?
Yep.
After 6 or 7 months, there's no evidence of anything being done other than Obama refusing to do his job. Will your guests agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. And I know that, you know, we're talking about the climate change. I mean, Ted Turner was very big on that. He was very big environmentalist. And he actually didn't believe, a lot of people may not know this, he didn't like air conditioning. And his car did not have air conditioning. He drove a beat-up Monte Carlo with no air conditioning and rusted bumpers.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Were you with CNN?
I have lots of stories about Ted Turner, but that's another story.
Go ahead, Earl.
Were you with CNN during the Gulf War?
Yes, I was. I was there the night that it started. We knew at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that they were going to bomb that night.
Okay. Did you know that CNN was refusing to give the story about what was going on in Iraq and then later apologize for misleading the American people, or the people of the world, actually? You know what I'm talking about?
Which part of the story of the invasion?
Well, I guess it's where Saddam Hussein was killing his opponents, and CNN was so worried that they would get kicked out of the country if they reported the facts. And then when it came out, they came out and apologized. And that's when I quit watching CNN. When they were more afraid about getting out of the country, being kicked out of the country, than reporting a story that they knew
about. Do you know about that?
Not really. You know, there's so many, of course, what happens over there and what they make you say are different things. I know many people that were over there at that night, and there were actually women who were kicked out of, a lot of them went to Saudi Arabia because that's where they were safer, they felt. And some of the women were actually kicked out of the country for bringing in, like, a Good Housekeeping magazine.
This question has come up on this program a number of times, and I'll ask you the question that we've been dealing with, and that is, if someone came into this country from another country and said to you, where can I get the most unbiased news, what would you tell them?
That's a tough one, because these days it's just, you know, I think every network has its faults, but you know, people say that Fox leans this way, CNN is just off the charts another way. You know, a lot of people, and I'm disgusted with news coverage altogether. You can ask my husband, because we watch it and I just like cringe and look at the mistakes. And
yeah.
A lot of people, and I may say, you know, MSNBC is here, there, whatever, but I'm just not a fan of network news anymore because of the issues.
So where do you like to get your news?
Where do I? Well, you all, of course.
That's the right answer.
Scott Johnson, there you go. You can count on Scott.
Okay, that'll be a promo.
Okay.
Jack Patty in the studio, along with Deidre and Brad, and our guest on the phone is Christy Ford, 22-year veteran of CNN. And I believe we have another text from our text line.
That's right, the Scheller Automotive text line. Christy, the question is, what changed at CNN that they no longer have the get-it-right mentality that was so important when you were there? So the question is, does Jeff Zucker, is he playing fast and loose with facts, opinions, and interfering?
I think that's a very good question, and that's part of my disgust with it. You know, like I said earlier, back in the day, it was about the getting the facts right and answering the questions of your five journalistic W's, your who, what, where, when's, why's. And it does seem it's a sad shift today that it's all about ratings, because we know, you know, TV, people get their news mostly on the phone now or on the Internet, and they're not watching it live as much anymore. And I think, I don't know if it's a generational thing that they want you to hear what they want you to hear instead of what you need to hear and what is the actual truth, whether you like it or not, instead of saying what, you know, this leaning left mentality is. It's a sad change, and that's why I really don't like to watch the news anymore. I rarely watch CNN anymore.
Wow. Leaning left mentality. We've got Nancy, who's been on hold for a while. Nancy, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. I think the most difficult thing in this day and age is to somehow try to sort out the facts from the fiction. And I know that you've already addressed that there are issues with all the cable news services. Well, it hasn't CNN's been blasted. Fox hasn't really. I'd just like to say, as far as the caller who recently called in and just blasting CNN, yeah, CNN's got issues, but if you say that and you honestly believe that Fox is fair and balanced, I think you've got blinders on.
Oh, well, Fox, right. Fox isn't fair and balanced.
None of them are. You're right.
They're all about ratings.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ratings is all about money. So, I mean, you can say anything you want, but ratings...
Fox found that it was cheaper to settle Bill O'Reilly's lawsuits.
Right.
And keep the money coming in and the ratings coming in.
Right.
So they settled the lawsuits.
Yep.
It wasn't right.
No, it wasn't right. Of course it wasn't right. Hmm. Yeah, it's ratings.
But, you know, it's not just CNN. I think we have to take off the conservative or liberal blinders.
Right.
And realize that there are very few news sources out there that actually are fair and balanced. We all want to, and we want to hear what we want to believe. We're the culprits here.
They've even dropped the moniker. They've even dropped the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
say, fair and balanced anymore?
What do you say, Christy?
Oh, I totally agree with her. I mean, whether you lean left, lean right, there's that very fine line of, you know, getting it right and being in the middle and stating your facts and not giving your opinion. It's very hard to find that on any place. And she's right. You know, Fox, I don't feel is fair and balanced. That's why you said they've taken that out of their slogan. And a lot of networks have settled deals under the table with whether it's harassment or whatever. And it's just it's very hard to find just the facts.
It seems like everybody's competing with entertainment television, though, and they're trying to do these reality shows, and the news should be the news, not a reality show.
Yeah, that's when it seems, and I've said this a bunch, it seems like that there's a point where the... you know, there was at one point you had news during the day, and then you had it at night too. You know, on CNN up to point when Larry King would come on. Then we started having these evening shows that were more opinion shows, but it seems that those opinions are bleeding back into the news time that the same anchor can go from, you know, stating a factual piece into, you know, an opinion deal with an interview with somebody, and the line has gotten blurred.
We got a text here before we take another call. A recent Harvard study shows that CNN is at 95% negative on President Trump, Fox at 52% positive. That's from Jim. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. I'd like your guest to give her opinion of what's going on with Sean Spicer in the White House press room. I think that's as bad as any of the news outlets anymore. It's just blatantly, obviously not right.
All right, I'm going to let you listen to her answer off the air, if you don't mind. What do you say about Spicer?
Well, it sounds like when you look at it, it's like he doesn't want to talk because he either has something to hide or he doesn't want to answer the questions bluntly to the point, you know. And that's embarrassing when you have a White House press secretary that doesn't want to be on camera and doesn't want to answer questions. Because it used to be in the old days, it was long press conferences, say everything that, you know, that person wants you to hear. I mean, that they want to say, get it out, so that there is no blurring of the lines. But when you're hiding from cameras and not allowed in audio in your press briefings, that's just cringing is all I can say.
Christy, you've given us great insight into the network then and now, and I sure appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much.